Coffee Mambo Jumbo is having a field day working with the Ethiopian Mocha Jimma, distributed by Zabu Coffee, zabucoffee.co.uk, an internet-based coffee distributor where you can just buy whatever coffee you want. You can also subscribe to a monthly subscription where you get beautiful coffee sent to you. And they have sent me the Ethiopian Mocha Jimma and one from Costa Rica, which I'm going to try some other day. But today I'm on the Ethiopian Mocha Jimma, and it was quite an easy, smooth ride to get the dial right of my grind, to get the dosing right, to get the extraction right. I even played around a little bit with the temperature. I started off with just under 92°C, but then moved on to 92°C exactly for the extraction. And it only took me 3 extractions to get it spot on. And this coffee is quite amazing. It's from the south central region of Ethiopia. They export a load of coffee from there. Apparently about 60,000 tons a year get exported from there. These beans are grown at very high altitude with trees around them to shade it, to give some shade to the coffee plants as well. And it is very, very interesting. There is some acidity there. There is some beautiful earthiness there. The smell is rich and deep. And as you're sniffing at the tail end, it just gets a little bit lighter and takes you on another journey altogether. It is an extremely interesting and beautiful smell. There is sweetness about it. Then there is, as I said, this earthiness. And the extraction itself run very nicely. I actually got it spot on and also weighed my extraction. I got it to 31 gram exactly in 28 seconds. But the consistency is, I would say, definitely thinner, by no means thin, but thinner than the Indian. You can really see this already as you're watching the extraction. Now, the smell, as I said, is just so complex and beautiful. The taste itself, again, sends you on a kind of lighter journey at the beginning, and then it has this real rich earthiness, which is just beautiful. And I'm sure this will work with milk as well, just as well as it works as a single origin, as an espresso. And what I have really remarked is that you have to let that coffee cool down to get the most when you're sniffing it, to get the most when you're tasting it. I am sure this is also beautiful coffee for those people who don't have an espresso machine at home and who've got maybe an AeroPress or just a V60 pour over. This is a beautiful coffee. I'll have to do a few more trials with this, add milk to it. So keep tuned, because Coffee Mumbo Jumbo is carrying on the Jimma journey.